Hello, I'm Kevin Clark, Senior Editor and Chief Correspondent for America Magazine. Welcome to the America Magazine podcast. After years of parish and school closings, it's become clear that the fortunes of the Archdiocese of Detroit and the city of Detroit have become deeply intertwined. The city is now poised on a bankruptcy that many hope will mean the beginning of its civic restoration. We talked about the possible implications for the Archdiocese with Archbishop Alan Vigneron.
We've been seeing some really difficult situations develop, and the bankruptcy of the municipality is a kind of a sad fruit of what we've seen in the decline in population and the unraveling of the institutions in the city.
Has the bankruptcy been a harder pill to swallow for the people of Detroit, do you think, or have so many things come their way that they're somewhat inured to more bad news?
I think it's actually another possibility. There are people who are concerned, and rightly, about what are the implications of the city government going bankrupt. But I think the bankruptcy is also producing a lot of hope, because many people, as I read the newspapers and listen to the media, there are a lot of voices who say that this is the opportunity to begin even in earnest our rebuilding, a rebuilding that we've known for a long time we have to be about, and is in fact already underway.
And is the church rebuilding along with the city of Detroit? And how is that
I think
manifest?
In two ways I could speak about that. And one, I think, is a little more significant since the Second Vatican Council, where we talk about the church as the people of God. I think there are a lot of members of the Catholic Archdiocese who are deeply involved in trying to think about a wise way to rebuild the city fabric, and I'm very proud of them. And then in terms of the institutions of the Archdiocese, yes, I think we are having to face a lot of the same realities as the civic order. We live in this world, not on planet Mars, and so we have to figure out how we find a new way to be the Catholic Church within the city of Detroit. Some of that happens in our parishes, and also there are a lot of important, very, very useful and institutions of the church within the city that are helping to make life better for people. For example, the Capuchin Soup Kitchen would be one thing that immediately comes to mind. St. Vincent de Paul is very, very active in the city of Detroit.
Do you foresee a more prominent or more active role of the Archdiocese in rebuilding? I mean, is there any chance the city suffered through two painful rounds of parish closings and school closings. Is there any chance that, assuming the city's conditions improve, that the church would be looking at reopening some of these parishes or schools?
Well, let's talk about the parishes first of all. While we have had to downsize, merge parishes, we still actually have the highest density of parishes, a higher density of parishes within the city of Detroit than we do outside. More parishes per square mile, more parishes per resident. I could foresee expanding that as we advance in expanding our mission to the new evangelization. For doing that, I think one of the most important things is to experiment and find new ways for a parish to do its mission here in the context of the city of Detroit. The social fabric, the social order in the city is not the same as in a suburb, so perhaps a parish needs to think about giving up the weight of a building that doesn't suit the mission anymore, and think about renting space, or think about a parish with outreach centers. I'm very hopeful that we'll be able to expand the mission of the church in the city of Detroit. Merge about creating a healthy platform from which we can then do our mission of sharing the gospel and serving our community. About schools, that would be great if we could make our contribution. Today, people are talking about the three S's, services, schools, and safety. Those are the things the leadership needs to help the city develop. We'd love to be able to do our part to help with education. One of the big problems is that the Constitution of the State of Michigan makes it impossible for us to receive any assistance from the government in helping us do what we could do in Catholic education. We can't even begin to think about what has happened in Milwaukee, for example. Or I know just down the road in Toledo, in Ohio, in the cities of Ohio, the church has been able to provide a great service with her schools, but we haven't been able to do that, and I'd like to be able to do more. Right now, two of our very best efforts are schools that are run on the Cristo Rey model, and we do great work in serving at-risk high school students. We could do more of that if we had more resources.
Yeah, in fact, at the elementary level, the diocese is supporting, is it four schools or five schools in the city?
Yes, we have our schools that we want to be trying to be as healthy as possible. We want them to be excellent and provide what is a Catholic education for parents who want that for their kids. For myself, as I look at the city, another big help has been the many kinds of alternatives that are offered to parents for the education of their children.
In what kind of alternatives?
Well, there are a lot. Besides our Catholic schools, there are other associations and groups of people who are also offering schools of choice, as well as there's the efforts at innovation within the Detroit Public Schools themselves. And when parents have school choice, it seems to work out a lot better for their children.
Okay, so when you're looking at the last 20 or 30 year history of Detroit, which has been obviously a time of diminishment both in population and in physical stock, buildings being abandoned, areas being abandoned, would you say that the church has been the church's experience is a mirror of that decline, I guess, for want of a better word? Or, you know, some might criticize the church for perhaps accelerating the decline really of Detroit by closing so many parishes and so many schools. How would you react to that?
I think the church always performs her mission within the social context. And given the resources we have, we've tried to place as many as we can afford within the mission to the city. In fact, we expend a disproportionate amount of our resources in the city. So far from accelerating the problem, I think we've tried to do our best to respond to it with generosity. Our parishioners in the suburbs have lots of, besides what they do through the Archdiocese, through the Central Ops, we have lots of twinnings, lots of partnerships. Across the region, I would say, the church, the pastors of the church work very hard to create connections so that the city's not isolated.
Would you say that the situation is stabilizing? You know, I mean, do you foresee any more times in the near future where you might be even consolidating further, either through services or parishes?
I wouldn't be able to predict what the future is going to hold. This is a very, very dynamic situation. So much is going to depend on what the leaders of the city themselves are able to accomplish recreating the civil fabric. Things are changing very quickly. There are parts of the city that just a few years ago had very few new residents, and they're growing now. So we do have to respond and be flexible for the situation as it evolves.
And in terms of the bankruptcy process itself, as the leader of the Archdiocese of Detroit and the Detroit's Catholics, what are you going to be looking for in the sort of the end game of this process? What are your biggest concerns? What are your biggest hopes?
Well, I would like what I want to encourage for all the participants, whether they have a leadership role or their rank and file as voters, that we look at the situation we now have, and we balance the various claims that people have on the life of the city with a view to achieving the common good. We have to look for what happens besides settling this bankruptcy process. We have to look to rebuilding the city for the generation ahead. And I think I mentioned the three S's, services, schools, and safety. I think one of the most important things is to create a civil community where families come first. Mm-hmm. Because if we have solid family life, then we can have effective schools. Then we will have greater safety. And there will be more people who want to make their life within the city of Detroit.
Are you planning on issuing a statement specifically on the bankruptcy or where this process should lead?
I found most useful so far is to speak through the media, through and interviews and on the radio, newspapers, such as I'm doing with you. So far, I haven't determined that a statement would be the most useful thing to do at the moment.
Are you worried that the pensioners here, these city workers, cops, firemen, et cetera, many of whom do not have Social Security to fall back on if their pensions are diminished severely or blotted out completely, I guess this is a possibility. Will you be, do you have any encouragements to make there about the treatment of these workers? And
well, I think as the leaders negotiate through bankruptcy and all of the parties involved, this certainly needs to be something that receives a great deal of attention. We're talking about people's lives, and so certainly it needs to be receive a just hearing as we look at what resources are available to settle this burden of debt.
Anything you'd like to add? You think I missed anything you'd like to get covered?
Every day when I drive to work, I pass a car that has the bumper sticker, I lift up to Detroit to God in prayer.
Uh-huh.
And I think that is an attitude that is widespread in the city of Detroit. There's great faith. A lot of Christians, also great faith by our neighbors who are Jewish and Muslim in this region, and I believe that people are receive a lot of courage from knowing that God is with us and God will get us through this to a new day.
Do you think the people of Detroit are more, you know, I'm part of the drove of foreign press, I'll call myself, that come in to sort of, you know, with sociologists' eyes, look at the city of Detroit and ponder its misfortunes. Do you think that the people of Detroit have a far more optimistic perspective than some of this news coverage would suggest?
I think the people of Detroit are a lot more resilient than what the visiting media have picked up.
Well, thank you so much, Archbishop. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome. Thank you.